From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate has voted to repeal the so-called Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, banning gays from openly serving in the military. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The Senate voted 65-31 for the legislation, sending the measure to President Obama's desk. He has said he'll sign it, ending a policy Mr. Obama said undermined national security while violating the ideals those in uniform risk their lives to defend. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer supported the repeal, saying any policy that doesn't allow Americans who want to serve
is wrong, bad for our military service, and bad for the country.
But opponents such as Arizona Republican Senator John McCain argued against changing the policy while the nation is at war.
To somehow allege that it has harmed our military is not justified by the facts.
Even after the president signs the bill, he and his military advisors would have to certify that the military is ready to implement it, and then there's a 60-day waiting period before the repeal would take effect. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Republicans have blocked a vote on the DREAM Act, a proposal that would allow illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children an opportunity to acquire some legal status. New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez says the immigrant community will remember the Senate's refusal in the next election.
Since we cannot get justice on the floor of the Senate, I certainly believe we will seek to get justice at the ballot box in 2 years.
The failed measure offered a path to citizenship for hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants if they enrolled in college or enlisted in the military. Tension remains high in Ivory Coast. The country's disputed incumbent president is ordering UN peacekeepers to leave immediately. Their mandate ends next week. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports the president's power struggle with his election rival has led to deadly violence and fears of a return to civil war.
Laurent Gbagbo remains under intense pressure to step down and hand over power to Alassane Ouattara, who is under UN peacekeeping protection at a hotel in Abidjan. Now, Gbagbo's rival government has ordered UN and French forces out of Ivory Coast, accusing them of destabilizing and dividing the nation. Last month, the Election Commission declared opposition challenger Ouattara the winner of the disputed November 28th presidential vote, certified by the UN and endorsed by African and world leaders. All are urging Gbagbo to concede defeat. But the incumbent says, as the legitimate president, he is the one to safeguard Ivory Coast sovereignty against meddlesome manipulation by outsiders. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Israeli and Palestinian officials say an Israeli airstrike has killed 5 Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip. Israel says it was targeting terror operatives planning to launch rockets into southern Israel. This is NPR. In the Pakistani region known as the Khyber Agency, burial ceremonies were held today for dozens of suspected militants killed yesterday in a series of U.S. drone missile strikes. The attacks killed 54 people. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports yesterday's strikes raised the total number of drone attacks in Pakistan this year to more than 100.
The local administration in Khyber said the cluster of attacks Friday occurred in Tira Valley, a forested mountainous area. Several groups of extremists were said to be targeted, but the greatest loss was sustained by an outfit known as the Lashkar-e-Islam. The group seeks to impose strict Sharia law on Khyber Agency. Local authorities said 2 important commanders of the group were killed and denied that there were any civilians among the dead. Khyber Agency has seen few drone attacks, and local officials were baffled by the targeting of Mongol Box militants. They are reported to be independent from the Taliban and not named as a source of international militancy. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Iraq is a step closer to forming a coalition government. The Iraqi parliament has lifted a ban on 3 Sunni politicians, a key demand of the country's main Sunni bloc. Al-Iraqiya says, as a result, it will participate in a national unity government. Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is due to announce a new cabinet next week. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is cutting government subsidies that provide Iranians with inexpensive food and fuel. He says Iran can't afford the $100 billion the program costs every year. As a result, the price Iranians pay for fuel is expected to skyrocket in the next few days. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.